USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the impeachment inquiry expands, President Trump now says his energy secretary wanted him to call Ukraine's president. In a conference call with House Republicans on Friday, the president said that Rick Perry urged him to call President Zelensky to discuss liquefied natural gas and energy matters. Secretary Perry's spokesperson has confirmed he supported and encouraged the president to speak with Zelensky. Reporters are asking how the subject of Joe Biden's son, who works for a natural gas company, did come up in the conversation between the two presidents. Talking with CBN, Perry said, quote, "As God is my witness, neither Joe nor Hunter Biden's name came up when he spoke with President Zelensky." Additionally, energy issues were not discussed when President Trump spoke with him as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
North Korea's chief negotiator says discussions with the U.S. on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broke down. He said it's because the U.S. is being inflexible and won't give up its old viewpoint and attitude. Washington disagrees with that assessment. The State Department says the two sides actually had good discussions in Stockholm that it intends to build on. These talks are the first between the U.S. and North Korea since the February breakdown of the second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. A series of electrical explosions hurt at least 5 people during an Oktoberfest celebration in Huntington Beach, California. Fire Chief Jeff Lopez.
There is an underground vault containing 3 transformers, and one of those transformers exploded. And so that initial explosion knocked everybody down.
The exact cause of the explosion is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The TSA is investigating a disturbing security breach at a Florida airport. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A woman without a plane ticket somehow made it past security at the airport in Orlando and got on a Delta flight. Another passenger on that flight expressed her dismay to a flight attendant after she found the woman in her seat and the woman wouldn't get up. Several other flight attendants and the pilot were unable to get the woman to move, so police were called in. When authorities did remove her, the officers and TSA agents discovered she never had a ticket to start with. The woman's actions and the security breach are now both under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
He was known as the King of Confetti.
Shoehorn. Folks, I don't dance. It's 5 in the morning. I have to tinkle now.
Legendary comedian Rip Taylor passed away in Beverly Hills, according to his publicist. He believed the more exaggerated the gag, the bigger the laugh. And he overemphasized everything from his shaggy blonde toupee and bushy mustache to the campy props that were the basics of his bits. One of his more memorable big screen appearances was when he played himself in Wayne's World 2. He also was a regular on the Hollywood Squares, Match Game, and Super Password. Rip Taylor was 84 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.